Madison Manor Senior Living is on Hogan Road near Beach Boulevard. Most residents walk to Winn-Dixie, about a block away. But with the stores closing, they'll have to figure out how to get to other grocery stores. Russ Holgerson has lived here 7 years. He says the problem with the city bus is even though seniors ride for free, it drops people off on the opposite side of Beach Boulevard. That's 8 lanes of traffic to cross.
You start walking, you get halfway, it changes. And the cars start going. You got to stand in the middle of the road, and they don't slow down for nothing.
Friday, Senator Gibson called a meeting in Madison Manor's community room and invited the Jacksonville Transportation Authority.
I'm a solution-oriented, solution-driven, and we're going to get to every solution possible for the residents here and other people in the area who need transportation.
The room is packed with people, many using wheelchairs or walkers. JTA VP of Planning and Development, Brad Thoburn, says his takeaway is,
let's see what our service looks like here. What are things that they have access to that they may not be accessing, and see how we can help them.
He says JTA can look into changing bus routes, but a former bus stop right in front of the complex averaged just 2 riders a day, so it was cut. Gibson says she's hoping JTA will consider dropping people off on the other side of Beach now that the store is closing. JTA also offers a ride service for disabled people, but residents say it's too expensive, $3 each way. They all make under $28,000 a year. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.